Sign said Hotel Grande.
Well, it is kind of picturesque.
Why did you bring us to this picturesque dump?
So it's not the Astor. And as long as I'm Ricky's band manager, I'm supposed to save money.
Well, that's right, Fred. So ring for Conrad Hilton. Boy, I sure hope our mail catches up with us. I haven't heard from Mother in 2 weeks.
Well, Ricky's gone around to pick up the mail at the American Express office. He'll probably bring you a whole slew of it.
Oh, he better. Today's little Ricky's third birthday. I don't even know if he got my birthday presents or not.
Oh, he'll get the presents all right. I mailed them a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, brother, if you mailed him, he'll be lucky if he gets it for his 23rd birthday.
You get off of my back. Where is everybody?
Even the owner won't stay around this old trap.
Now, just a minute. It may be a little old, but it's cheap.
Well, that makes two of you.
Good morning.
I'm Fred Mertz. I wired for reservations.
Hey, Signore Mercy. Yes. I'm Signore Nicoletti. Welcome to the Grand Hotel.
Well, thank you. Our room's ready?
Hey, si, signora. Yes. Que room.
Fine. Shine, signora.
Not now, Shine. Kid. Not now.
Hey! Che t'ho detto, va via! Fatto il tempo!
Oh, he's cute, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at our rooms.
All right.
Excuse, signora. She's no work.
Who's in no work?
You le vede, she's no work. She's a bust.
The whole idea coming here, she's a bust.
All right.
How far?
She's a four flight up.
Four flights?
Come.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Here she is. The best room in the hotel. The bridal suite. Hey? How you like, eh? Hey! Come up. Just one more flight.
There's four flights. Oh, I can't do this. Oh. We climbed an Alp last week and it wasn't this bad. That elevator, she's an old bust. She's a poot.
The very best place in the hotel. The bridal suite.
The bridal suite. I hope the people around here marry while they're young.
Where's our room?
She's one flight upstairs.
One flight up? What'd you give us, the bridal suite for mountain goats?
Come on, Ethel.
No, you go ahead. I gotta stay at this level for a while or I'll get the bends.
If you need anything, just call me up. Don't forget.
Thank you very much. Well, guess I'll take a look at that wonderful view he was talking about. Oh, it is pretty out there. Hi.
You can say that again. What's the matter with Fred? Is he crazy or something?
Oh, he's trying to save money. Did you get the mail, honey?
Yeah.
There. Anything for me?
Yeah.
There's a box springs without a springs.
Got four letters from Mother.
Oh, good.
We come with mail first.
Ethel. You ought to see our room. There's a flock of pigeons right outside the window.
Those Those aren't pigeons up there. They're angels. Here.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter, honey?
Little Ricky has a bad cold, and Mother's kept him out of nursery school for 3 whole days.
Well, honey, you know how kids are. They all get colds. He'll be all right.
You sound just like a father. They all get colds. He'll be all right. He'll be all right. Oh, wonderful.
What does that letter say?
Says he's all right.
See?
Ben, here's a letter from Mrs. Trumbull.
Well, that was nice of her to write.
Well, let's see what she has to say. She collected the rents for last month.
Good girl.
And she says, the furnace broke down last Monday and there was no heat all week. The repairman finally fixed it yesterday and I'm enclosing the bill.
$118? Is she off her nut?
Oh, now, calm down, Scrooge. It's cold in New York. She's got to keep the tenants warm.
It would have been cheaper to send them all to Florida for the winter. $118. That old doll's off her... You're in luck. You got a soft one.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter now?
Mother doesn't say a thing about the birthday presents we sent.
Well, you know how your mother is. She always forgets to tell you things.
Oh, no, honey. She wouldn't forget to tell me that. He just didn't get them, the poor little thing. Fred, are you sure you mailed those birthday presents?
Yes, I'm sure I mailed those birthday presents.
Poor baby all alone in New York on his birthday. No birthday presents. He'll think nobody loves him.
Oh, now, honey, come on. Hey, I tell you what. We'll call New York and you can talk to him.
Right now, honey?
Sure.
Oh, thank you. Where's the phone?
I saw one downstairs in the lobby.
Come on,
downstairs?
Let's put the call through right now. Well, okay. I'll see you later, honey.
Okay. You know, something is a lot easier coming down these steps than going up.
Long distance, please. Long distance? No, long distance. Longer distanza. I want to make a long-distance call. Oh, they're switching me to an operator that speaks English. Hello? Hello, long-distance? This is Mrs. Ricky Ricardo. I'd like to place a collect call to New York City, New York. It's in New York. New York City in New York State in the United States. New York, New York. Well, just a minute, please. She doesn't get a word I'm saying, and she's supposed to understand English. What'll I do?
Let me try it.
You!
Never mind. Hello, operator. Mrs. Ricardo would like to place a telephone call to New York City. Maury Hill 5, 9099. This is Palacio, 2905. Thank you. Have any trouble understanding me?
Just my luck, I'd have to get an operator in Italy who studied English in Cuba.
Never mind. What was that? Yeah. Oh, fine. Thank you very much.
What?
She said she'd call you back in 20 minutes.
Oh.
Come on, let's unpack.
Okay.
Up we go.
Come on, honey, hurry up.
I'm all out of breath.
Yeah. Yeah. Signor Ricardo, el telefono, telefono.
Telefono. She must have put the call right through.
Oh, there.
Come on. Thank you. Hello? Hello? What?
What's the matter?
It's the operator.
What'd she say?
She said, what is that number again? Murray Hill 5-9099. Yes. How long will it be? Thank you. She doesn't know.
Oh,
baby.
Come on.
Signora
Maria. Oh, she want to talk to the baby?
Oh, sure.
Hello? Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much. There's a 1 hour delay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, come on, baby. We can rest now for a while. Okay.
No.
Just ask him what it is, will you? Ask him what's the matter.
Well, so who is it?
It is me, Senor Nicoletti.
I know that. Who's on the phone?
It's the operator.
What does she want?
The operator, she says, there is a line open. You can get a short call in just a couple of minutes.
Well, when it comes through, will you call me?
Si, senora.
Okay. Grazie.
That's good. Grazie.
Gee, I'm too nervous. I'm going downstairs and wait, honey.
No.
You said I'd be a couple of days.
Holla when you get him.
I will.
I gotta get him back and change.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Pronto? Tevere 2469. Benissimo. Pronto? Con chi parlo? E cosa avete mangiato di buono? Mimi, salutami a Coco. Qui c'è una signora che credo che vuole usare il telefono. Ma ci risentiamo, va bene? Sì, va bene. Arrivederci, cara. Vuole usare il telefono, signora?
Well,
se lo vuole usare, lo usa. Se non, lo uso io.
I'm gonna use it. Operator, I'd like Palazzo 8000. Hello? I'd like to speak to Benjamin Franklin, please. Hello, Ben. Hi, what's new? You don't say. Well, well. Lightning, huh? Well. Oh, boy, that's a good one. Hello? Just a minute. Me no speak Italiano.
È per me, grazie.
I guess so.
Pronto? E cosa vuoi? Questa signora mi sta sempre alle spalle. Non si vuole levare da torno. Sì, è una testolina rossa. Un'americana pazza. Sì, però quando vieni, sai, me lo fai sapere? Perché... Non è vero? Brava. E dimmi, Coco sta bene? Sta bene? Va bene, sì. Allora, cara, aspetto un tuo telefono. Va bene. Ciao, ciao. Arrivederci.
Ciao, ciao. Hello? Yes, operator, this is Mrs. Ricardo. All right, I'll hold on. Ricky! Ricky!
Yeah!
Come on, I'm getting him! Bring the Mertzes!
Okay!
Shine, signora.
Hush! Like... You come back again. Va via da qua. Va via, bel vecchio matto.
Not yet. Shh, quiet now.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Mother?
Who is this?
It's Lucy. I'm in Italy. I'm calling from Florence.
Oh. Hello, Florence.
No, Mother. It isn't Florence. It's Lucy. It's Lucy.
Lucy?
Yes.
Oh, well, how are you, dear?
Well, I'm fine, Mother. You sound sleepy.
I am, dear. It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot the difference. It's 5 o'clock in the morning there.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, Mother, I'm sorry I woke you up. I called to wish the baby a happy birthday.
Well, dear, I'll wake him up.
Oh, no. No, Mom, don't do that. He'd be so sleepy. Is he all right?
Yes, dear, he's fine.
Did he get the presents I sent him?
Yes, they're all here waiting for him.
Oh, wonderful. He got them.
Oh, good.
Well, it's nice talking to you, Mother. Will you kiss the baby for me?
And kiss him for Aunt Ethel and Uncle Fred.
And give him a kiss for Aunt Ethel and Uncle Fred.
And a big one from
and
Daddy.
And a big hug and kiss from Daddy.
Hold it a minute, Lucy, while you got New York on the wire, will you? Hello, Mrs. McGillicuddy. This is Fred Mertz. Is the furnace working all right?
Yes, it's nice and warm here.
At 5 o'clock in the morning?
Fred, this is very expensive of you.
I want you to tell Mrs. Trumbull...
Fred, from this second on, you're paying for the call.
Goodbye!
Well, honey, how about that? He got the present and he's fine. What's the matter, honey? You should be happy.
I didn't get to talk to him.
Well, why didn't you let her wake him up?
Oh, I couldn't do that. He'd be so sleepy, he wouldn't understand or anything. But I did so want to talk to him.
Oh, honey. Well, look, why didn't you call him a few hours later and then you talk to him?
I could call him again?
Sure. Honey, when you call him, will you tell him I'm sorry I won't be able to be here? I got to go to rehearsal.
Oh, you have, honey?
Well, give him a big kiss for me, eh?
I will, baby.
Okay, I got to go right now. The boys are waiting.
Too bad.
All right, I'll tell him, honey. Thanks, honey, for calling.
Shine, senora? Shine?
Well, yes, all right. Oh, excuse me, I think this is my call. Hello? Oh, yes, operator. Yes, thank you.
Hey, you come back again. I told you, get out of here. Go out on the street.
Wait, just a minute. Come here, Sonny. Come here. Thank you. I'll have my shine a little later.
Oh, grazie, signora.
It's all right.
Signora, you make a big mistake. You give the boy the money. He no come back no more.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's okay. Fine. Thank you. Hello? Hello, Mother?
Lucy, is that you?
Yes, Mother, it's me.
Where are you, dear?
I'm still in Italy. May I talk to the baby, please?
Oh, he's not here.
Not there? Well, it's 9 o'clock there, isn't it?
Yes. I just got back from taking him to nursery school.
Oh, dear. I wanted to talk to him.
Oh, Lucy, you never told me you were going to call back.
I know.
Well, he'll be home at 1 o'clock. Why don't you call in?
Oh, no, Mother, I can't. It's too expensive. Well, you kiss him for me, won't you, Mother?
Yes, I will, dear.
Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye, Lucy.
Come in. Well, hello.
I come back. I give you shoe shine, you pay for it.
Well, that's very nice of you. Come on.
Why you cry, Signora?
Well, I'm lonesome for my little boy back in America. It's his birthday today, and I'm just lonesome for him.
Oh, I'm a sorry.
You know, he looks something like you.
See?
Of course, he's much younger.
I used to be younger.
My little boy will be 3 years old today.
Hey, you want to know something? Today, she's my birthday, too.
Well, how old are you?
8 and a half.
8 and a half?
I mean a 9. I forget.
Oh. What's your name?
Giuseppe.
Do you like candy, Giuseppe?
Oh, si, signora, very much.
Well, look, since I can't be with my little boy today, is it all right if I celebrate your birthday with you?
Oh, si.
Okay. Happy birthday, Giuseppe.
Oh, grazie, signora.
And then he said, it's my birthday today too, signora. Isn't that amazing?
Not half as amazing as the fact that you fell for it.
Oh, Fred, you're such a cynic.
Don't pay any attention to him. He thinks everybody in the world thinks just like he does.
Come in. Hello.
Signora, this is my cousin Teresa. She's her birthday today, too.
Well, that's wonderful. Congratulations, Teresa. Would she like some candy?
Chocolate?
Si, si.
Isn't she cute?
Hello, Teresa. I'm Ethel Mertz.
She doesn't know what I'm talking about.
No, she doesn't.
Happy birthday, Teresa.
Well, what have we here?
Signora, this is my friends, Antonio and Maria. She's her birthday, too.
Oh, my, what a coincidence. Well, happy birthday.
Gotcha.
Happy birthday, Giuseppe. All right, everybody. Well.
Signora, this is Tullio. She's...
Yeah, I know. She's their birthday today, too. Eh?
Oh, you know.
Oh, a little bird told me. Okay, chocolata for everybody in the house.
Well, apparently, everybody in town.
Ah.
Yeah. Come in here, and I'll give you some chocolata.
There we are. Chocolata.
What is
this? It's just everybody's birthday today.
What?
I'll explain later. Hey, I got a wonderful idea. I'm going to have a party for little Ricky right here in Italy. You tell the kids to wait here. Come on, we got some shopping to do.
Oh, okay. We got ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's
okay.
Great. I'm gonna have gelato.
Quiet. Quiet now. Because it's your birthday, everybody gets a present.
Tutti avremo un regalo.
Well, all right. Happy birthday.
Everybody
happy birthday.
Oh, I wish I could speak Italian.
Just so they get a gift, they understand. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Everybody get one.
Happy birthday. And here's yours, Giuseppe. Here's yours.
Look. Oh. Oh. Mamma mia.
Oh, you like?
I'm sorry, signora. I no can take them.
Why not?
She's not really my birthday.
It isn't? Well, my goodness.
She's not that birthday, too. They just say for candy.
Oh, well.
Daddy tutto. Non è la nostra nascita.
Oh.
No, you can't.
Now, that's your gift, and you keep it. And because it's Teresa's birthday, you can all keep the gifts.
Honey, you can have them. Honey, hurry up. I got a surprise for you.
What? Where?
I got little Rick in the phone downstairs. Come on, Fred.
Okay. Hello? Yes? Yes, this is Mrs. Ricardo. Put them on. Hello, baby? Hi, honey. Happy birthday. Are you being a good little boy? Are you having a nice birthday, honey? Did you open your presents yet?
Are you minding your grandma? Just a minute, doll. Don't go away. Oh, listen, sweetie. We're having a birthday party for you over here with a lot of little children, and they have something to say to you. Now you listen now.
Okay. Bom cumpleaños, Ricky.
Bom cumpleaños a ti. Bom cumpleaños a ti. Bom cumpleaños, caro Ricky. Bom cumpleaños a ti.
Happy birthday, son.
Happy birthday, boy.
Buen cumpleaños.
Mother was played by Catherine Carr, Nicoletti by Vincent Padula, the woman on the phone by Ida Smeraldo, Teresa by Kathleen Mazzola, and the shoeshine boy by Bart Bradley. I Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Read all about Lucy and Desi in the current issue of Look magazine.